Patreon.com's third podcast. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the last two podcasts and visiting the site on a regular basis, if you do so. Today, I'd like to introduce two of our older podcast hosts, Megan and Kyle, the friendly hobbit from Middle-earth and the soon-to-be vampire. Next up, we have a brand new co-host, Jason Revington, the ultimate fanboy.
Thank you, thank you.
It's good to have you, Jason.
Thank you, good to be here.
Very good, very good. So, how is everyone?
Fine, how are you doing, John?
I'm doing great.
Well, how come we all have nicknames and you don't? I think that everyone on John's podcast who listens to this should submit a nickname for John.
And we'll make a poll out of it.
Yeah.
Or John will make a poll out of it.
Yeah.
That's actually a very good idea.
It is a pretty good idea.
And John, that's what you will go by.
Don't be shy.
But one thing, you can only vote once, Megan.
I will vote as many times
not
as my
96
computer
times.
Lets me.
And animals cannot vote.
I'll have to come up with better names.
Neither can fictional TV characters.
It'd be really easy to do on John's Facebook.
Or your one-year-old nephew. Your one-year-old nephew doesn't get a vote either.
He certainly does.
He doesn't get a vote.
All right, so first off today, I think we're going to start with what are you indulging in? This is the segment where we talk about what we're talking, what we've been watching, reading, listening to, playing. So let's start off with Kyle. What are you up to, Kyle?
I'd like to say hello, first of all. My name's Kyle. I've been the co-host here twice now. The ho-host.
Okay. I haven't been indulging in anything. Literally, like, I've been working a lot. So I feel like I haven't had time. I haven't been reading any books. I haven't been watching any TV shows. No, that doesn't count. No. I guess.
What's
I
your Hold on. What? How did you stop? Yeah.
I'm really excited for Mass Effect 3 that's coming out on Tuesday. I've never played it. I haven't even played the demo, but I played the first and second one, so I can say that I know the story, and I'm so excited to see how it's gonna finish. And I really just want to start using my powers again.
For us non-gamers, what is Mass Effect's about? I don't know. Do you know, John?
I have no idea.
No, so that might be, for all John's listeners that aren't gamers, maybe give us a little background on Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect, it's a video game, obviously.
For what console?
It was originally, I think, just for Xbox, but then the second one came out and the third, and they're made for PS3 and Xbox. And I think the third one's also going to be available for the PC. I don't know for sure. But you basically, it's a sci-fi fantasy game. Kind of, it's got like an RPG element to it. So you pick a character, male or female, and you're a commander of the ship, and you are trying to defend like the Citadel, so like where you come from, or Earth, from these gigantic robot / organic alien creatures called the Reapers. And it's kind of like, it's a trilogy. So when the third game's coming out, it's going to be the final game. And the RPG quality, so you have a character, you level up, you spend points towards attributes and special powers that you can unlock, that kind of stuff. If you've ever played like Megan with her World of Warcraft, or me with a few of my online games too. It's kind of like that. That's really the only thing that I can think of that I'm really involved in at the moment. So I'll just pass it over to Megan now.
Yes, Megan, what are you watching or listening to or reading?
Well, John, you're going to be a little mad at me because it was my reading week, so I was supposed to watch things like 6 Feet Under. Instead, I've watched about 7 seasons of Roseanne while I played World of Warcraft.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's talented.
That is, yeah.
Multi-skill.
It's being a woman. Multitasking.
Yeah.
Well, not really focusing on anything. Is that what you're saying? Are the traits of a woman?
No, I can focus on both things.
No sexist remarks on the podcast.
Yeah.
John's thing is going to lose so many viewers now.
I apologize. You softballed it right there for me, Megan. I apologize.
Fair enough.
Male chauvinist. Pig.
She said, but no, I was defending our gender because she said off the bat it's being a woman and inferring that men can't do that, so I had to fight back for men.
Yeah, whatever.
The extent of multitasking that men can do is sit on the shitter and read the paper.
No, that's, that is not true.
I'm kidding.
I can walk. I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
I can't.
So how's Roseanne?
No, I can't.
You watched the whole series?
Almost. I don't have the last two seasons. And your store sells them for too much.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that. Megan looks pissed. Let's move on to Jason. Jason.
But I wasn't done talking about
World of Warcraft. Okay, fine. Talk.
Come on, John.
Talk then.
Moving along here.
Talk.
World of Warcraft is awesome. I'm finally level 80, which means I'm in the brand new world with a brand new story, which I haven't figured out yet because I'm brand new there. But, yeah, I really don't have anything to say. I was just being difficult.
All right. Moving on to Mr. Jason Revington. Sorry. What are you watching right now?
What I'm currently watching right now, I actually wrote a list down because I've listened to your last two podcasts. You guys have done very well, except for Megan.
Well, thank you.
Kidding, Megan.
I thought we were hating on John in this podcast.
No. Megan has been absolute crap this whole time.
Listeners, we need another girl to be up here.
She's a diva.
On the podcast.
Yeah. Megan didn't want no brown M&Ms in her trailer. She wanted a trailer to begin with. We were like, what? But
hey, this takes place in my trailer.
Megan, what are brown M&Ms? Megan, Jason is supposed to be talking.
Yeah, this is my turn, please. We only have a limited amount of time. I'm going to take up 40% of it. And John's taking the other 60. John's taking up the other 60. Okay, no. Okay, anyways, what I'm watching right now, I'm watching, first off, I'm not watching it, but I can't wait for it to come back, is Sons of Anarchy. You guys haven't talked about this show at all, and I don't think any of you watch it.
I watched an episode.
I know a lot of your viewers, or hopefully future viewers, listeners, I guess, not viewers. Yeah, listeners will like this show. Sons of Anarchy is a great show. Great show. I miss it. It's going to come back in September, I believe. Can't wait. Right now I'm watching Spartacus, what is it, Vengeance? Spartacus Vengeance. That's the second season.
Of the prequel.
Spartacus. Yeah, no, there was a prequel. There was Spartacus, and then there was a prequel, and now this is the second season of what the first season was. Yeah, after what happened. Yeah. You guys already talked about it.
We love Spartacus.
Yeah, after Spartacus. I know you said, really, you're welcome. I heard you said thank you. After they got out of the Luda and everything, this is where it takes place after that. And you'll be shocked, not one of the characters you think died didn't die. They didn't die.
Lucy
Lawless. Please tell me it was Lucy.
Nipples didn't die. Yeah, Nipples didn't die.
I can't watch it.
I want them to kill the stupid blonde bitch.
No, you know what though? I hate her too, but I like her now.
Episode,
I like the blonde now. I hate her husband, and I hate Asher. Oh God, I hate Asher.
Yeah, Asher's not dead. Oh, he got out. Yeah.
He got out. I hate him so much. But that show's done. Okay, now Walking Dead. Love it.
Walking Dead's awesome. I just watched the
great show.
The first episode back.
When I came back from the break.
Yeah.
Oh, there's only three more episodes left, and it's awesome. Awesome. And its follow-up show, which is a new show, Kevin Smith's Comic Book Men, is great, especially if you're a fanboy like myself.
I actually went to watch it the other day, but I was trying to, you know, bake breakfast at the same time. My dad deleted it.
Bloody
dad. My dad deleted it.
What are they good for? Not my dad.
What
my
a PBR
great,
is good for,
yeah.
I know. Die, especially if he's just going to delete everything.
Yeah, what's the use? But, it's a good watch it. It's a cross between, like, their podcast and, like, Pawn Stars kind of thing. It's good. It's a really good show. It's funny. If you're a Kevin Smith fan, you'll like it. If you're not, you may get it. If you're just a comic book fan, you might find it interesting, too. I watched Doctor Who. Yes. Finished off Torchwood, which I told you guys to watch. You got to start watching it. Forget about that crappy show that you like.
Which one?
God, how can you still like it? 5 feet, 6 under? Oh, horrible.
6 feet under?
Horrible.
6 feet under.
I'm telling you, it was amazing. The first 2 years were epic. Probably the best show on TV at that time, the first 2 years. Third year, fourth season had one episode. One good episode.
I know what episode you're talking about.
Only had one good episode. Fifth season sucks, except for the finale. I hate it. I was so amazed with the first two seasons. Like, I was like, wow. And then the third season, I think Nate starts dying or almost dying, and then...
I don't want to ruin it for a second.
Sorry, Megan.
But it's called Wikipedia. Like, come on, just go ahead.
Yeah, it's honestly in
you
my view.
Watch it, Megan. You
in my
watch
view,
it.
In my view, it got worse. I had so much problem. I loved it, and it just disappointed me from the middle of the third season on. It was the same as like Alias, the TV show Alias. The same way. I loved it until about the middle of the third season. It started going downhill. Fourth season horrible. Fifth season barely redeemable. So yeah, and I think that's. And I'm watching Glee too.
He just tore apart my show.
I know. I had to. I was. You know why? Because I was listening to the and I'm like, God, I want to jump in. God, I want to jump in and talk about it, but I couldn't. So, and what am I, Doctor Who? Am I? Glee. I'm watching Glee. Are you watching Glee, Megan?
I am definitely watching Glee. Yeah. I actually just got John finally watched the last episode that was on today before we came out.
What a finale, yes. Eh?
Well.
What a,
I wasn't
what a way.
So shocked that it was
really.
Yeah.
Well, what a way for it to end. Do you think she's dead? Spoiler.
I feel like I don't care all that much.
Megan.
Quinn was a character in
season
three.
Well, she was
three,
leaving anyways, like, but
in season three, I felt like Quinn. We really didn't really.
Well, there's too many. There's too many characters, and they're not focusing enough on.
But once again, Rachel got the solo.
Rachel, that's because
amazing,
Rachel's
though.
Amazing.
She's always amazing, but they always have to give her
why not?
She was amazing. Because
she's got the best voice on the show.
No, Santana has the best
no,
voice
she doesn't.
On the show.
Santana has the best boobs on the show.
That's
okay,
it.
And the best lips. But Rachel has the best voice.
I
love
Mercedes
Santana.
Mercedes has one of the best
no,
voices.
No, Mercedes yeah, does yeah. have a great voice, and so does, but Rachel's got that range mm-hmm. where...
Kurt can do that too.
No, Kurt can't sing at all.
I like Brittany.
I like Brittany
I like
too.
Brittany. But no, that's all I can say. She's better than anyone else.
She's an okay singer. She's a great dancer.
She's funny.
Yeah, she is.
She wasn't in the show. I can tell you right now, I would hate it almost as much as I hate it already.
Really? You hate Glee?
No, I don't like it very much.
No. Very polarizing show.
Oh. I added the negative effect. Okay. That's my TV show. I love Glee too. You want her? Do you hope she?
How many episodes are left?
What were we on? Season? 17? No, maybe not even.
I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter.
Let's get Kelly on speed dial.
Kelly doesn't know either. She doesn't even know when it's coming.
Trust me,
back.
Kelly. I'm coming for you on the Glee finale week.
Oh,
I bet she's shaking in her boots.
But I don't know. I personally like it best when Mercedes and Santana sing together.
Really?
I mean,
they got beat, though. They got slapped. Those two trouble tones slapped to the side. New Dimension? Is the name of it? Is it New Dimension? Is it the
New Direction?
New Direction, yeah.
New Dimension. Too many comic books.
But the New Directions, yeah, they bitch slapped them out of the way. Didn't you see that? Those girls, they have Asperger or whatever her name is. What's that?
Well,
the rich girl?
Yeah, what are they going to do with the show if they didn't do that, though?
They beat that one-man band, too. I hate that how the Warblers are always a one-man band.
Oh, yeah. I hate that guy.
So do I, although he felt all bad. So how was that? Wait a minute. What about that episode? Do we feel bad for Kurofsky?
Yes.
Do we feel bad for Kurofsky?
Speaking as three of us are gay.
That's why I'm asking. You know, that's the huge thing.
We learned about your secret.
What? Because I have a crush on John Barrowman? It's not a gay crush. It's just he's so cool. He's John Barrowman. He's woo. You know, that's cool. Captain Jack Harkness.
I was definitely almost in tears when I watched it the first time.
Yeah, it affected me too. I hate bullying in any way, and just to see that, I'm like, oh.
And with the song at the same time, it was effective.
Yeah, they did a good job.
They did a good job with that scene, but I thought the rest of the episode was just okay. And Quinn wasn't, like I said, Quinn wasn't so shocking, and it just.
Well,
Sorry, Megan.
You were talking first. I was going to interrupt you. So.
I just thought, like, they set up the car accident for way too long. Like, it should have just been quick and whatever instead of, you know, like, 10 minutes of her driving with the creepy marriage music.
You see, I disagree. Marissa
in the OC.
where she got killed by.
Why was it Friday the 13th?
Yeah, I was wondering that. I don't remember that. I remember.
I didn't see the. I didn't see her die.
Or what's his name in Grey's Anatomy? There, Denny.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
Rise up, rise up. Was that the song they played during it? As if you had a choice. I don't know if that was it or that other one by them.
I don't know. Grey's Anatomy did a really cool musical episode. I really liked it. Yeah.
I quit watching it. I quit watching Grey's Anatomy a long time ago. I quit watching it. I know. You know what? Third season, I quit watching it when I even owned the season on DVD, but it became boring to me. And then they had that huge issue, that huge thing down at the docks wherever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, God, I think I saw this on Nip Tuck and it was horrible on Nip Tuck too. That's another show.
Did a musical episode?
No,
no. No, that came later. That was like.
No, they had a thing at the docks. Yeah, I've never. I don't know. Nip Tuck didn't.
Didn't Lost do a musical season? A musical episode?
No.
Yeah, they did.
But you know,
they did.
No, Buffy the Vampire Slayer did, didn't it, Megan? Yes. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah,
that's a show
with feeling.
Yes, that's a show. You know that we should just devote a whole podcast episode to. John is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
With that,
and then Megan will be like, I died.
Well. In the near future, I think there's going to be an Avengers one.
Oh well, I'll come for that one. You know, if you
probably the week before.
I'm dressing up as Loki.
Are you? You would make a good Loki.
I love Loki.
Do you?
Yeah. The villains are always a cool one.
The thing is, how do you dress up for a podcast?
Yeah. We take pictures before.
Unless it's a video podcast.
Yeah, we'll take pictures.
You post the pictures above the podcast file, so people look at my cute face while they're watching this.
And they're like, God, is those the people that talk? Okay, let's skip it.
But like, you know, their face, their eyes will burn when they see me in there.
Unfortunately, everyone already knows what we look like. John has pictures of all of us on his face.
We have that one nice picture of all of us together.
Yeah, there is one.
And I'm wearing a cool Captain America shirt at that point in time. And I'm wearing a cool shirt right now. Am I not, John? Do you not like this shirt?
I like
the Avengers.
Shirt.
Oh,
Marvel.
This is Marvel's universe.
It's mostly Avengers.
It is.
So.
Well, the Avengers are... Everybody was an Avenger. Everybody in Marvel was an Avenger at one time or another. Except for maybe Daredevil. I don't know if Daredevil ever ended up becoming an Avenger. But
he's part of the special Avengers because he's blind. Just kidding. That was really bad. That was bad.
I'm glad you did that. It takes away from my woman joke. I like that. It redeems me.
I apologize to anybody that's offended by that. Which no one will be out.
I'm super offended, Kyle.
I'm sorry, Megan.
Okay, I forgive you.
Are we best friends again?
I didn't hear this stuff on the first two podcasts, John.
No.
I feel like I brought the unprofessionalism.
I think we're
a little bit.
All a little more comfortable now.
Actually, Kyle and I were high-fiving and stuff.
I heard that.
Yeah, Kyle's my buddy.
Okay.
I'm the one that everyone goes against.
I protect you, except for Six Feet Under. I didn't like it. I can't. I loved it. You know what it was? I did love it to a point. And then it dropped so drastically, in my opinion, that I was like, wow.
But the podcast?
No, the podcast is still got. I'm here, so it raises the. No. But no, I was talking about 69.
Your laugh kind of sounds like Chucky a bit. Can you do that again?
Not on cue. But
yes, should we be moving on to the next topic now?
Sure. Megan, do you
I don't
wanna...
even remember what topic we were on.
We were on the indulging.
Book-wise, I'm reading The Mockingjay, which is the third part of The Hunger Games. And
I'm reading Hunger Games.
Have you done Chapter 3 yet, John?
Chapter 3. Chapter 4 is on the way.
You really have to hurry up, because Kyle needs to read that after
well,
you.
It comes out
March 23rd.
I can read it by the 23rd if I get it right now. I can read it in, like, probably 3 days.
Anyway.
So get on that, John.
If I had the first one, I'd lend it to you, but I lent it to somebody.
It's okay.
I'm going to make them listen to the podcast so they can give me back my book.
Maybe I'll just buy it off like iTunes or something.
You have to be more careful about who you lend things to, Jason.
I know, eh?
Don't ever lend anything
to
anybody
Megan?
Who looks like me.
Or
to Megan, who I had to go and buy another season of Firefly because she didn't give it to me back. Not that I blame her because Firefly is good, but...
John's had my book since we started dating.
Doesn't he still have your jeans?
Yeah?
You guys wear the same jeans?
No. Give me my jeans back.
Maybe he needs them for intimate reasons. I don't know.
He doesn't need them for intimate reasons. They're too big for him.
I mean, intimate reasons. Not to wear.
Okay.
I didn't mean that like that.
The next topic I want to go on to is there was three kind of big trailers out this week. The first being the one for American Reunion. What is everyone's thoughts on it? Let's go in a circle, Kyle.
I have never been an American Pie fan. I know this makes people mad. I think they're funny, and I enjoy watching them, but I don't really get excited to watch them or for the new ones to come out. I think it's not my kind of humor. I like, it's really like, what's the word, like immature, kind of
raunchy.
Stupid. Yeah, raunchy sexual humor. I like the really random, stupid, like, out of the blue, random Family Guy, Anna Faris type humor. Like, it's just, it makes you, like, want to know, like, what they were thinking when they did that. Not, like, why would he shave his pubes and then put it outside so everyone gets in their face? Isn't that what happens
yes,
in one of
the movies? Yeah, but it's hilarious using super glue.
It is funny.
Jack off instead of lube.
I do think that's funny, yeah. I think it's funny. I don't get excited like everyone else does for them.
All right, let's move on to Megan. What's your opinion?
I am super excited.
Yes.
I'm super excited. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm Megan. I'm an American Idol.
American Idol.
I'm an American Pie addict. APA.
I'm actually doing a dessert menu for my class, and one of the my theme is movies. So one of the items on my dessert menu is the American Pie apple pie.
I mean, is it going to have a hole
good.
In it?
It should, but probably not.
And Jason, what do you think?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm a big fan of the American Pie franchise. I would say the three movies prior to this. The spin-offs. I don't consider that part of it. That's like what they try to do with National Lampoon. They wanted to just put National Lampoon on everything. But, yeah, I didn't watch any of those ones. I watched the three with Jim and the crew and Stifler. And I enjoyed them all. Much like with the Scream franchise, I enjoyed the first two really a lot. And the third Scream I didn't enjoy as much, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
Same thing with the American Pies. I loved the first two. And then American Wedding, I was like, okay, there were funny parts, but it just didn't have it. But I'm hoping this one, much like Scream 4 I loved, I'm hoping that I will love this movie too, because it is, you know, nostalgic for me too. I was, you know, I like that stuff. I liked watching. I like dick and fart jokes. I like that crude humor. I'm a Kevin Smith fan, and I that's the kind of stuff he does, and I like that kind of stuff. So,
I'm just got to say, Jason, I know that the other movies that are American Pie, I know they suck,
yeah,
but you might want to consider watching them.
Really? Maybe.
You might want to consider watching.
What was the one?
Just
sex with a tuba or something. Or
just
flute.
Really?
A lot of
naked
girls.
Is there a lot of... Wow,
a lot of naked girls.
You could say that right into the mic. The mic doesn't
mind. A lot
mind.
Of naked girls.
See, the mic doesn't mind that. But yeah, I could watch them on fast forward too if they're not that funny. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I really don't care about Stifler's brother or whatever.
Yeah.
John?
I really like the trailer. And I'm a huge fan of the first three. And I feel like this one is really going to probably be even better than American Wedding, which is exciting to me because American Wedding was good, but it wasn't amazing like the other two. And I'm like, it's the nostalgia thing for sure, where you just think, you know, kind of grew up with those characters, and it's good to see that they're back.
I agree. Yeah. I like to see a lot of characters in movies. I like to see where they're going to go. Like, where is this character now? Just like Clerks 2. I wanted to see where those guys were then. So it's the same kind of thing, yeah.
Well, now they're all grown up, and it's completely different. They've gone on, gotten married, and everything. So you want to compare them to the new generation.
That's right.
Much like Scream 4 did.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And I liked Scream 4 overall. Yeah. I thought 4 was probably better than 3 at
least.
Yeah,
I agree. 3 was... 3, I didn't like how they... I didn't like a lot of parts about 3. I liked it, but I didn't like a lot of parts.
Yeah,
about
I didn't
3.
Like 2.
Really?
I liked 1, but I didn't like 2.
Scream? You didn't like Scream 2?
I love 2.
Oh, I love Scream 2. Scream 2 and Scream 1 are like very close on how much I love both of them.
Yeah.
No, there were things of Scream 2 I just loved.
Megan loved Scream 3, though. She did.
Right? Yeah.
But Scream 3 does a really good job of concluding it, sort of wrapping everything back together, and that's really nice. And I guess American Wedding did that in a way, but not quite as well.
But, and there were people that didn't come back that were...
That was kind of weird,
like,
too.
Oz, like Oz didn't come back, and he was, like, best friends with the group. Like, you know, you would think... I mean, we all have that.
Why wasn't he at Jim's wedding?
Yeah, why wasn't he at Jim's wedding? Yeah, that was my... Yeah. I mean, I could see the rest, but why was it... Maybe they'll answer that in this movie. I hope they do. Yeah. Like, I that's where I've actually bought the set to watch prior to the unedited set, the uncut set.
Now that they're kind of opening up American Pie again, though, like, you think there would be another one after this? Because,
I think that
it was
be
pretty concluded with American Wedding.
You know what? I can appreciate this because people do come back for a high school reunion, so I can appreciate that. Yeah. What's next? Retirement party?
Yeah.
Jim's dad's funeral?
That's true, but at the same time, after all this time, you're bringing them back, and now you're just going to take them.
No, I'm totally with Jason. Like,
that there's really nothing. You know, they did it. They were monumental points in life. Like, the first one was trying to get laid in high school. The second one was they were in college, right? The third one, somebody was getting married. And now this one, they're going back for a high school reunion. So they're like, what could be next? Like I said, Jim's dad's funeral. That's not a happy occasion.
American funeral.
Yeah. I mean, they could make it funny, I bet, but it's not really. I can't think of another thing that they could
do. I thought the funeral was pretty funny.
I didn't see it.
The Chris Rock one or the old one?
The original British one.
Was it Chris Rock or Chris Tucker?
Chris Rock. Chris Tucker only does the Rush Hours. He's Chris Tucker.
And Fifth Element.
Yeah, Fifth Element. And
I love him in the Fifth Element.
And he was Tucker. And he was actually in Jackie Brown. He's been in 6 movies, I think, in his career. He was in Jackie Brown. And he was also, he was also in that one that I liked with him and Charlie Sheen. Money Talks, I think.
Very cool. What's the next one? All right, the next trailer that we're going to talk about is probably the biggest of the three, The Avengers.
Amazing!
Yes, I agree. But we'll start with Kyle again. What are your thoughts?
I think it looks
cool. Downer.
I'm not because I didn't like American Pie 3 or 4, whatever the next one is coming out. I think it looks cool.
Can you elaborate?
I think it looks interesting. The action scenes look pretty cool. I'm really excited for Loki. That's kind of like why I'm excited to see it. I just want to see the havoc that he creates. And just had it, and now it's gone. Don't remember anymore. Sorry.
We'll
but yes, I'm excited for Loki. Hulk, I think, is a boring superhero. Iron Man, same thing. I can't stop thinking about this picture I saw on Facebook somebody uploaded where they, when Iron Man gets dressed up in his armor, they redid the Sailor Moon where she's like dancing around, their arms all up in the air, all feminine like, but they put Iron Man in that place, so he's like, he's in all these weird, like, feminine positions, and his armor's kind of like clamping onto him. And it's all I can think about now whenever somebody talks about the next Avengers, because they go Iron Man and how he changes into a suit. But I think it does look cool. I think it looks like action-packed, which is going to be good. I am excited also for, is it Black Widow? Is that her name? Because, like, everyone I've talked to seems to think that, like, they hate her. They're like, oh, my God, I don't care about Black Widow. I don't like Scarlett Johansson. Why is she even in the movie?
Yeah.
But, like, her moves in the last movie she was in, I forget, what was it, Iron Man 2? When she's, like, doing all those karate flips and, like, attacking everyone. I thought there was someone standing behind me. when she's doing all those like karate flips and jumping around, that's when I was like, okay, yeah, I'm in love with this movie. But I want to see her. I want to see more of her like acrobatic, jumpy, flippy things with the guy with the arrows.
That'd be cool.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clint Barton.
I think it'll be cool. I think it'll be a good movie.
Well, I am really excited about it. I have to say, as we were talking about it earlier, John and I were talking with my sister, I think, and we were talking about how it looks like it has like a little bit of a Transformers feel to it, with the army and the chaos and
but
the explosions.
It looks
better, of course, but I'm just saying that it has that kind of feel to it.
Is that all, Megan? Okay. Okay, Jason.
Is it my turn, Megan?
He's getting ready. Here you go.
Absolutely, Jason.
Jason is going to take the mic for probably the next half an hour. So
you want to go? You want to go first, John? Okay.
I'm good.
My view on I've been reading a lot of blogs. I read a lot of blogs. And especially about things I like. I do. I am the type. I'm those. I don't talk on them, though. I'm not a pretentious prick. But I do read a lot of them.
So that's saying everyone who posts a blog.
No.
It's a pretentious.
Isn't your website?
I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, let me retract then. No, I'm talking about the people that
troll. You're never welcome back here again.
The people that troll.
That's an idea for John's nickname, Pretentious Prick.
Write that down. Wow. Yes. But anyways, since I read a lot of blogs, and a lot of people are comparing it to the Transformers, which I love the visuals of the Transformers, so I don't take it. I just don't. I give Joss Whedon a lot more credit than Michael Bay. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot because I'm a huge Avengers fan. I've been looking – since they put Iron Man in 2008, since they put that little thing in the end about the Avengers Initiative, I've been looking forward to those movies coming out. I dug The Incredible Hulk. I dug Iron Man, obviously. It was great. Dug The Incredible Hulk, much better than the Ang Lee Hulk. I dug Iron Man 2, dug Thor, dug Captain America. I've loved all those movies. Loved all the little tie-ins with each other. Loved the little trailers. Loved everything to do with them. And I really, really am looking forward to this film. At least we're trying to throw us off here. but yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I like Loki. I want to see who the aliens are.
I think it's going to be the Skrulls.
Do you think it's going to be the Skrulls? A lot of people are saying that. They're saying Skrulls are frost giants.
I've heard that they can't use the name the Skrulls, though, because...
Fantastic Four has it.
I think Fox might have the rights to it.
What are the Skrulls?
They are shapeshifters. Alien like race. No, they can transform.
They were mainly the Fantastic Four's villain, I think. Yeah. And then
they became kind of the Marvel Avengers. Universe villain from there. But I guess, the Fantastic Four probably owns the rights to it. So there is another villain that is kind of like the Skrulls, that's who they might be. I don't know I forget the name of them. I don't
read, Calypso. Like the old,
maybe.
Calypso.
Maybe. They have to dance first.
He's thinking of the goddess of the sea. Yeah. The pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. But yeah, those movies, and the most epic scene happens where you get Thor, Iron Man, and Captain America all in this like forest setting. And they're all looking at each other. And those are like the big three of the Avengers. People have changed and come and gone, but those three are the three main Avengers.
I want to see that little brawl between Iron Man and Thor for sure, though. That looks awesome.
I'll say, but in the comic world, Thor would kick his ass.
Oh, totally. But it would be cool.
It would be great to see.
Thor's a god, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, he is.
Thor could destroy them all.
Thor could beat them all. I mean, Captain America's shield can withstand a hit from
the hammer.
The hammer, yeah. Bjorner, or what's her name? Say meow meow.
What?
What are you talking about?
It's Thor. Yeah. You never saw Thor?
Yeah.
You guys didn't see the movie Thor?
I saw it.
I did.
Yeah, with that little Kat Denning. Kat Denning, that girl. She's like meow meow. You don't remember that part? She couldn't say Mjolnir, so she's like meow meow.
Not at all.
Wow. You guys don't remember Kat Denning? Do you know Kat? Want the big boobs? Natalie Portman's assistant with the big boobs?
They're the wrong people.
What's his name? Eric from True Blood's dad, the girl that was hanging out with him?
Eric from True Blood's dad. Okay, the other girl,
not Natalie Portman, not the big boobs.
But I still don't remember her doing
Yeah,
meow,
she was
meow.
Like, meow, meow. That's what she called Mjolnir.
She's
the
one from the House Bunny, right?
She's the one from the House Bunny. And she's also from that new show. Two Broke Girls.
I love that show. Nice. That's something I'm indulging in, by the way.
Bring it up. I haven't heard you bring that up yet.
I forgot.
Okay, but... Yes, that's my view. I'm looking forward to it. This is the movie I've been looking forward to the most in years. Probably since Star Wars Revenge of the Sith was out.
Yeah. That's crazy.
long while.
Hopefully it's better than Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith was a good movie. I'm hoping it is. And yeah, I'm a huge Joss Whedon fan, so in Joss we trust. Looking forward to it.
Very good, very good. I think the Avengers looks absolutely amazing. Up until this trailer, nothing really got me overly excited for it. But I definitely think with this one, it just looks excellent. And I can't wait to see it.
Will it be better than The Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, I knew this topic was going to come up. And I don't know. I personally, I'm more of a Batman fan, but I think The Avengers is going to be more of a popcorn-type movie, whereas The Dark Knight Rises will probably be taken a little more seriously. So I don't know if you'll be able to compare the two.
I will say what I think is going to be. Do you have an opinion on it, Kyle?
No.
You're just leaning forward?
I'm leaning forward like you guys.
Well, what I think The Dark Knight Rises is going to be a great crime drama starring Batman. I think The Avengers is going to be a great comic book movie. That's what I think on the two. I think they're both going to be great movies, but I think that's how it's going to be.
And then Spider-Man is going to suck.
Wow. Spider-Man's based on the Ultimates, so I keep forgetting it's coming out. That's how bad it is.
That Spider-Man did, like that Sony did, was put it out 2 weeks before Batman. Yeah. If it was out in June, fine. But I just don't get why they would pit it against Batman that way.
Joss Whedon is a genius. Anything he does involved in the Avengers is going to be amazing.
He wrote and directed it.
The Avengers?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, he wrote and directed it. Also, he created Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yes.
I knew that.
Angel.
Dollhouse.
Firefly. Dollhouse.
He was also a writer on Roseanne, just to bring things up.
And he also wrote Toy Story 1.
Yeah.
The guy's got talent.
Did he write it?
Toy Story 1. And
co-write
it? I think he did it right. He also did that. He did the fourth Aliens movie, Alien Resurrection.
Oh, I love that one.
Too. Yeah, did you?
I love that one. Yeah,
well, he wrote that too, so.
My favorite. I'm not going to lie, it's my favorite.
Yeah? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it is my favorite.
Aliens is my favorite.
I think out of them, Aliens would be my favorite out of them. I like the Aliens, scared the crap out of Alien. Those aliens are actually my like biggest fear people.
Aliens is I found to be the best one, and Alien, the first one was really good too.
Yeah.
Three, I don't think I've seen, and I've seen.
Well, David Fincher made three.
The third trailer we're going to talk about is Piranha. Piranha 3DD. All right, Kyle, you're up.
I am excited to see this one. Only because it's one of those like horror movies that you watch because it's going to be funny. It's going to be stupid. It's not going to make any sense at all. You're going to hate it in a funny way after you watch it. I can't wait to see it. Like, I don't like boobs, but like it looks so fun. It looks so funny to see giant boobs and bikinis jumping around avoiding the piranhas. Like, it's gonna be so funny.
Piranhas like, coming out of the tap.
Yeah, it does look like it's gonna get a little the last one was pretty like gross and gory. This one I'm not liking how they're actually like living inside people's bodies and what it looks like, or like going in there and staying in there for a bit. Like, I'm not liking that, because they're piranhas, they're supposed to eat you, right? Why would they go up in there and just hang out? Wouldn't they go up in there and eat? They wouldn't just, like, chill in your lower intestine. Yeah, they
probably would just start
eating. Yeah. And there's not enough water in there for them to swim around and, like, live. But that's the piranha movies, anyway.
I don't really know if it's realistic, either, that they can you get from where they're going in all the way up into your stomach.
And you not notice?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they would just stay in a water park, either, though. Like, they get in.
Oh, yeah, it's in a water park.
Yeah, I don't.
The majority of it is.
And at the end of the first one, they were huge. Remember, those were little baby. It's like they've gone even smaller. Because they were huge. Remember the one?
Yeah, they were prehistoric.
Yeah, they were big, huge, and jumped up and ate a guy out of a boat the size of a shark.
At the end of it, yeah. Those are just the babies.
And I don't remember what's the name.
I think
it
was crap.
Legs. That part, I was like, whoa.
Well, where are the parents?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
I love that Christopher Lloyd's back.
He's back. So is Ving. I don't remember Ving Rhames losing his legs, so.
Get me my legs.
Yeah, did he? I don't remember his legs. I don't remember his legs getting eaten, did
it's like
they?
That movie that.
I yeah, didn't realize like, that there was more characters from the first Ving one Rhames. That are returning, though.
Ving Rhames.
I thought it was just Christopher Lloyd.
No, Ving Rhames is coming.
Oh, cool. But,
Isn't the girl from Final Destination 5 going to be in it, too? Is that her? No, that's someone else. No, I'm thinking of the wrong person. I'm trying to think of where I saw the main girl from. Like,
Final. Well, I don't know what I'm saying there.
I don't know. I'm done with my statement. The little guy who can't really do much, but he's still, like, amazing. They have the little bear thingies that remind me of Teddy Grahams. Like, I actually wanted to eat some. And it's really Dr. Seussy, right? So, like, the trees and the colors and everything is just so, like vibrant and just so welcoming. And the story, like, it had such a great message, you know? Like, don't save the environment.
Don't save the environment?
Don't kill the trees, damn it!
Yes, exactly. Save the environment. Don't cut down trees. If you're going to take something from the earth, you have to give something back. And it's just, I think it's a great message for the young group of kids that are growing up in this era. I forget what that's called. This generation, the young generation. I think it's a great message for them to kind of get in the habit of looking after the mess that the generation before us and we have kind of started to create. But I think it's so cute.
Kind of.
It's so cute. It's really cute. I thought it was a really good movie. I know you didn't think it was as good as I thought it was, but
I thought it lagged somewhere. I just like it felt really kind of long in spots, and overall, I thought the characters were well done, the voices and stuff, and Danny DeVito was perfect for the Lorax. Mm-hmm. Hated the villain. Thought the villain was. I don't know if he was the villain in the book or the old TV show, though. You know? Have you seen the Lorax, Jason?
I didn't see the Lorax. I didn't read the book. I didn't even know what the Lorax was until a few weeks ago when I was like, oh, that looks Dr. Zeus's. Zeus-like. Yes, Zeus's. Yes.
He speaks for the trees.
Or Zeus, I guess. Yes. Dr. Zeus in your Mount Olympus going, which women am I going to dress up, pretend to be a cow and impregnate today?
What just happened?
I was talking with...
We know what kind of things Jason's watching on.
Yeah, seriously.
You guys don't know Zeus? Yeah. Zeus, the god, you know, he used to come down and just impregnate women and...
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how Theseus is made.
Right? That's Hercules and everybody, yeah. He had a lot of progeny, that Zeus. He impregnated a lot of women.
Wrath of the Titans.
Yeah. Immortals.
How we go from Lorax to impregnating.
Yeah, how
people.
Do we?
Because I said Zeus instead of Zeus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The poor Lorax.
He pinches his bum to fly away.
Yeah.
He pinches it and he kind of lifts up in the air. That's like the only power he has. He can fly away. And
like, pinching his ass.
His entrance is awesome. Like
how Jordan gets away too.
No, he can. Well, when he came down, wherever
his butt
the
too.
Fuck he came from.
Oh, the lightning.
No, he's stuff. Like, yeah, the lightning bolt.
It was cool.
Like, he landed. He was in the tree. But the movie just wasn't that great overall. It was good. Was number one at the box office this weekend, apparently.
Made $70,700,000 this weekend.
As opposed to last weekend's number one, Act of Valor, which was $24,700,000 in the weekend. Which I have no interest in seeing.
I didn't see it. I kind of want to see it because it looks like a great action flick, but kind of looks like an action flick that maybe doesn't have any, I don't know, doesn't have any. It's just a war action flick.
It's just... Oh, I don't know. I think I don't like how in the commercials they're like, "Oh, it's real active Navy SEALs or whatever." I'm like, "It's not active Navy SEALs because like they have all these slow mo clips of these explosions, these guys jumping heroically away."
You can slow down video though.
Not like that kind of slow down. like high definition, like right up in their
doing
face.
Doing rolls and stuff. Yeah. Rolls their gun.
Sliding on his knees while shooting. I don't think people actually do that. And if you do, you're probably going to get killed pretty quick. I don't think it's going to help. You may. Yeah. Get shot in the knee.
I've never been in war. I've watched a lot of war.
I've never gotten to be in war.
But yeah, that movie doesn't really.
My brother liked it a lot. Yeah. He likes those kind of movies. Yeah.
I don't know. I think adrenaline junkies may like it. Like people that are into that adrenaline kind of. That, like video, you know, those gamers that play the shoot 'em games, like the first person Call of Duty stuff. That's probably honestly what it was made for. Because those games are really popular, they sell a lot. So,
FPS is
first person shooter.
What's number two for this weekend? Project X.
I don't know. I saw the trailer when I went to see Chronicle. It looked interesting, but I don't know if I can watch a whole movie about a party on.
Found footage.
I mean, I loved Chronicle. I loved the way it was. I loved.
But it was a superhero movie.
But it was. Yeah. That's what appealed to me, right? That's what appealed to me. Yeah, I don't know if I really want to go see a bunch of teenagers in a party unless, you know, there's copious amounts
it's American
copious,
Pie.
Yeah, or copious amounts of sex and, you know, acting stupid, which there is a lot of stupidity, but, you know, Act of Valor is next this week with $13,700,000. And Safe House, which I saw, was a good movie. It was definitely different than the trailers, but it was good.
Tyler Perry's Good Deeds. Anyone even know? I don't even know.
He's still making movies. Tyler Perry's a very popular and very good money making.
Were you gonna say pretentious?
No, I mean, he dresses up like Madea. You can't really be that pretentious.
Only bloggers are pretentious.
Only bloggers are pretentious. And I meant bloggers on. Bloggers on, like, you know, Ain't It Cool News, they're or bloggers on Superhero Hype. The people are there. If you read their, it frustrates you. It gets me mad sometimes, some of their posts, actually. Blood boils my blood a little bit. Yeah.
I think the only things that I don't like are comments for movie, pages on things that aren't necessarily supportive of it. Like, I would never post on a page or like The Amazing Spider-Man,
and
that it looks retarded.
Yeah,
then blah,
that's
blah,
what
blah.
They do. And people, that's what they do. And that's why I mean by
if you don't like it, why are you looking at the page?
Why are you wasting your time is what I'm thinking. If you're going to troll, why are you wasting your time? I mean, and then again, that's how a lot of the critics and a lot of things get found out, because people are so negative on those. All the people that like it don't go and blog and go, oh my God, these are amazing for the most part. The negativity gets a lot of the press. So that's why a lot of things like, you know, like the Transformers, I hated Transformer 2. I liked the first two. But they get a lot of negative press, and I'm like, really? I kind of dug them, you know? But I'm not going to go post about that.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Unless it's on your side, of course.
Well, I think a lot of people, like, even with music and stuff, too, like, they'll go to, like, a band or something on, like, YouTube and... just completely hate on it, and it's like, why did you even punch it in?
That's right.
Why did you want to watch it?
Why'd you go there?
Yeah, I don't get it.
A lot of people like a lot of hate. I don't know. What are your two views on it?
What are we talking about again? I asked a question.
You're just talking about people posting stuff on pages
negativity.
That they don't really like. They don't like
trolls. Trolls, exactly. Yeah. Negativity. What's the reason for it? What do we need it for?
It's just another way for people to get their opinion out.
Attention whores.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't agree with when they are specifically saying you're like a fag or you suck or whatever, but when you're saying, like, I disagree with what you're saying. Hmm. What you said was stupid.
If it's well written, I can appreciate it a lot more
than
if it comes across like, yo, this suck monkey balls, man.
Yeah.
Like that.
Or like all that slang, like, this is the worst shit I've ever seen. I'm like, what are you trying to say right now?
Or the people who write first.
Oh, yes, I hate that too. Oh, I hate that.
The smiley
no face. One cares.
No one does. Even the people that post it hate it. They're just idiots. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
They must just like go through YouTube trying to find like the newest videos, just writing first all.
Oh, it's not just on you. It's on every site. Yeah. Every.
What's first mean? What?
You're when people are the first person to comment.
Oh, yeah.
Or
comment.
Stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Comment to post about an article.
I saw that the other day when I was looking at. I think it was the Hunger Games.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell is that? I don't read a lot of plot.
How does the Hunger Games theme go, Megan?
I don't remember, actually.
I don't remember. Yeah, actually,
it's sort of like,
it's
like creepy.
All right, Jason, we got about 10 minutes left. I think we're gonna recap the Oscars from last week. We did sort of a bit of a special on it last time, but we're gonna follow up to that now.
I'll be quick and say
Jason's probably the only one that really watched it out of the four of us.
I watched and I saw all the movies. Most of them weren't great. Most of them weren't great. Like the movies, and most of them I wasn't a huge fan of. I did like The Artist for what it was. It was sweet. It was, wasn't a huge fan of Hugo, which won a lot of awards. Wasn't a huge fan of The Tree of Life. Is probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I don't Terrence Malick. I don't know. He's trying to be arty. It came across as boring. It came across as trying too hard to be arty. Like, don't put that on your shelf and keep that for yourself. I don't want to see that kind of movie. I would have walked out had I paid money for it. Yeah, it was.
Didn't have Brad
boring.
Pitt.
It had Brad Pitt and Sean Penn, yeah. and Jessica Chastain, and the girl from The Help, the blonde girl.
Okay, yeah,
the one that kind of looked like Marilyn Monroe esque. Yeah, it was horrible, horrible movie, and the critics love, and I don't know why, movie critics loved it. Honestly, I didn't see anything appealing. The cinematography is the only appealing thing in it. Like, it was like, wow, that's a cool shot, but horrible. Story was boring. Yeah. I liked The Descendants. I think The Descendants was a really good movie. I liked Clooney. I thought I wanted Clooney to win the award, but I didn't think he would. And I tried to see most of the movies, and it wasn't a great year for Oscar caliber movies,
totally,
in my opinion.
I mean, I didn't see most of them, but there was nothing that was driving me to see them other than the fact that they are Oscar.
And that's why I wanted to see them all, and I didn't enjoy them.
I think the only one that I really cared for was The Help.
The Help was good. I liked The
Harry
Help.
Harry Potter.
It was up for the technical.
Was really only the technical stuff.
I actually really liked Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. I thought it was a very sad movie. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, it was sad. I liked The Help too. Don't get me wrong, but it was sweet. It was a sweet movie. Yeah, it was about a 9/11. It's a 9/11 movie, right? So. And the kid, it was his first time acting, so I had to give him props. And The Beginner, you guys should watch The Beginners with...
I heard it was bad.
No, it's
really? I heard
it
was someone today, they hated it.
Really? Yeah. I watched it. It was a nice movie. He was fantastic. He's a great actor. Do you know what it's about?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it's about? No, it didn't get nominated. I just saw the trailer for that. It looked horrible.
I heard it was really good.
Yeah, but The Beginners...
was Fireflies in the Garden.
It's with Ryan Reynolds. With Ryan Reynolds and Jess, Julia Roberts, and the Green Goblin. the actor. I forget his name.
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe, yeah. Yes.
The Green Goblin's doing a serious role in a drama.
He is. He comes in, hello!
Ryan, why would you do that to Marissa?
and then Ryan Reynolds turns into the Green Goblin or the Green Lantern, and it's Marvel versus DC, and Julia Roberts turns into Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, but yeah, no. But the Beginners is about it's a good movie. Christopher Plummer's character was a gay man in the 19. I guess how old is Ewan McGregor? 40 something maybe. So maybe in his 30s in the movie. So in the 60s, and he got married and had a kid, and finally his wife died, and he's in his 90s, and he came out and got a boyfriend, and he enjoyed his life, and it was a good movie. Cool. Yeah, it was a good movie. And Ewan McGregor was great in it, and the girl was adorable. Ewan McGregor. Did you ever see the Quentin Tarantino's last movie, in Inglourious Bastards?
No, I didn't watch it, no.
No, okay, well, there's a girl from it. But
I think, didn't you see it?
Which one?
Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah, I liked it.
It was great.
Good, just like action killing Nazis. It was. They freaking blow Hitler's face off. Yeah. Like, he's just like this piece of putty with bullet holes in him at the end.
It was wicked. I love the movie.
I agree.
Especially when they set the theater on fire and like they're all trying to get out and like, no, you're dead now. It was good. It was nice. It was a nice movie.
It was a good movie.
Maybe really nice is the proper word. It was a
I don't think any Quentin Tarantino movie is a nice movie.
So,
Kill Bill.
That wasn't nice.
It's
that was
nice. It's not nice. It's like nice. Awesome. What are you guys whispering about over there?
So, what about the upcoming Comic-Con?
Yes, they're always pitching.
You want to touch on that? Yes. It'll go up before. It's going up Thursday,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
In case people listen. Do you know coming? Do you know the guests that are coming, John?
Not all
I'm
of them.
Tell
I
you.
Know Charisma Carpenter.
Charisma Carpenter is coming. The ones that I... Tia Carrera. Charisma Carpenter's on Buffy. Tia Carrera, you know her? Wayne's World. The Asian girl.
The
Hunter.
Player,
what's that
yeah.
The TV show she was in? The Relic Hunter. Edward Furlong.
Yeah.
There's no Edward Furlong. Eddie Furlong. Terminator 2.
Yeah. John Connor.
And John Connor.
John
and he was
Connor.
Also. And he was also.
The Just Mars.
What's the other movie he was in? American History X.
That was
fantastic.
Yeah,
American.
Yeah. You, Megan shouldn't do impressions like that.
Christiana Loken, who is from Terminator 3, the hot Terminatrix. You remember?
Terminatrix?
I didn't watch any.
I think that's what she was called, the Terminatrix.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Probably the Dominatrix.
Well, she what? Did you see. When she, my favorite part,
did you see?
My favorite part.
You
my favorite part was when she went into the girl in the car and noticed the girl had big boobs and she made her boobs bigger. I was like, I did. I was a big fan of that part. John Delancey, who's Q, he was in Breaking Bad. If you watch Breaking Bad, he was in.
I haven't really watched Breaking Bad.
He was in a lot of shows.
I couldn't get into Breaking Bad like everyone else.
He was in the last Torchwood, last season of Torchwood. He was Q. Star Trek.
He's cute, as I said.
Q.
Oh, okay.
Q.
Q U E. Yeah. He was Peter Mayhew. Chewbacca's gonna be there. Chewbacca.
Peter Mayhew.
Chewbacca. Nah, he's a big tall guy. He won't.
I'm just kidding.
He's so mean to the poor guy.
He's not in costume.
Okay.
This
the Revenge of the Nerds, guys. Have you seen Revenge of the Nerds?
No, I haven't watched it.
Really?
No.
That's so much you're missing. Darren Lynn Boozman, or Booz, I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's the director and producer of a lot of the Saw movies. Are you a fan of the Saw franchise?
Yeah.
I am.
Yes.
Are you a fan of the Saw franchise?
Megan doesn't like horror movies, period, though.
Like Megan, you'll like this next guy, though. His name is Terrence, I think, Zdunik. He was the grave robber from Repo.
Oh,
I love that movie.
Opera. He is there. He's going to be there. You know the Zydeck or
I
whatever
love that
called?
Song that he does. What
yeah.
is it? The one with Paris Hilton.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they
yeah.
The song.
Zydeck or Zylet. My sister would know. I don't remember.
Zydrate.
Zydrate yeah.
comes in a little glass vial.
In a little glass vial. In a little glass vial. Yeah, he's going to be there. Is that not worth going to see?
I love that movie.
That guy.
Yeah.
And he was cool.
He was really good.
He was cool. He was cool. So I think you guys should all come one day.
But so was the Sarah Brightman, the opera singer.
She
was a blind Meg, right?
She was blind Meg. She could sing it.
Oh God, she's awesome. I love that movie.
And so was the girl from what's it
Spy
called?
Kids?
Spy Kids.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
And so was Giles.
Yeah.
Giles as the Repo.
Paris Hilton. Her
Paris
face,
Hilton was good. Her
face
all melted
off.
Like what is his name? Bill Moseley was awesome. And Bill Moseley.
Oh, it was a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, it was
I
good.
Watch it again now.
It is awesome, isn't it?
We should watch it.
We went. Remember, we went to go see it as Shadowcast.
Yeah,
that
was really
awesome.
Cool.
It was cool.
We should do that again.
Yeah,
with
that
Kyle.
Was cool.
He liked that.
Yeah.
Shadowcast.
Did you like the show? Did you like the Repo?
Oh, Repo. Yeah, yeah. Repo was really good. I watched it with Kyle for the first time.
Who did we go with?
A couple years back.
Adam
and
Sam. Yeah.
Oh wait, you guys saw the actual musical?
Did it. Shadowcast did it with the movie.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Then there wasn't an actual like stage musical.
No,
all,
but the
right?
people
no.
were on the stage running doing. No. They do that with Rocky Horror too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the movie. I thought it was pretty good. Kind of an interesting copy or concept, not copy.
Yeah. It was,
there was a copy
people.
That came out.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Like,
yeah. It wasn't really
Repo.
Like a musical, though, right?
No, it was with Jude Law.
Oh,
and,
God, that looks so
stupid.
Yeah.
I
heard it was bad.
Who was the other? Who was the other person with Jude Law? I don't remember.
It was another guy.
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker, I think. I think I think it was Forrest Whitaker. Before. So, also, John, Fan Expo tickets go on sale April 1st. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, I know.
Why are they going on so early?
Because I think this is my theory. This is my theory. Wizard World moved into the Metro Toronto Convention Center, which is the Fan Expo's turf. Wizard World is in April. I think they're trying to put out their tickets early so they can be like, come and buy us. Come just buy from us instead of going to Wizard World. Yeah, that's what I think they're doing, right? I think that's what they're doing. Did you hear who's going to be there, though? Have you read?
I've heard at Fan Expo.
Yeah.
Gillian Anderson.
Anderson is going to be there.
Scully from X-Files. Which I'm excited about.
Do you watch Dexter? Dexter's Jennifer Carpenter is going to be there.
Dexter's sister.
Deb.
Yeah.
Oh, she's
going to be there.
She's in quarantine.
She's going to swear like a... I want to see her swear up on the stage.
I want to see her ugly crying face.
Yeah. Don't forget about Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart is going to be there. And Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes are going to be there.
It's a big year.
This is just right now.
There's no one from True Blood. I'm not really that excited.
Yeah, but right now, you know who's going to the Vancouver one?
Yeah, Pam.
So she may come to ours.
I want Pam.
I want Pam to come to ours.
I love Pam.
Me too. I would like Pam to come to ours too. Who would be your ultimate guest to come to Fan Expo?
It's hard to say.
Pick somebody.
Maybe Marianne, I think.
Josh,
she's been there before. She's been there before.
Yeah. Joss Whedon would be great, but I don't know if he'd be at the top of my list.
He is the top of my list.
I would love for Joss Whedon to get there too, but I mean, realistically, I don't. If in a realistic guest, who I'd like to see, you can go
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh my god, realistic. Kate Beckinsale would be a great guest to get.
I would like to see Stan Lee, but like he was there a couple years ago, but I didn't get to go that year. And I would love to meet him.
How is Joss Whedon unrealistic?
Because he's too big to go to that. To go to the Fan Expo, he's too big. He doesn't go to cons a lot.
Okay.
I'd love to see him there, but he doesn't go to cons a lot. Unfortunately.
Joss Whedon, come to Toronto Toronto Fan Expo, and I will go.
We'll tweet him this.
Yes.
Mine would be, I'd like, we're going to go unrealistic. I'd like to see Joss Whedon. If we're going to go realistic... I'd like to see Nathan Fillion.
I'd like to see Nathan Fillion.
Firefly and Castle.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. And Captain Hammer. And the hammer is Dr. my Horrible. Penis.
What? Well, the funny thing about my back.
What?
I'm super bad.
Okay. I remember that line.
I said that at work the other day. Good thing the customer didn't get it.
But anyway, I think we need to start wrapping up. Everyone calls me McLovin. It's not news.
Harry Potter.
I've got that one too.
I like
McLovin, C-3PO, and Harry Potter.
And now Megan, what is it? Pretentious prick.
Pretentious prick.
I think that was you calling that first.
It wasn't intended for that, though. It was intended for the people that are assholes on blogs. Not for John.
We're going to close things up now. I'd like to thank Jason Revington for allowing us to do the podcast in his house.
Thank you. No problem at all. Thanks for inviting me.
And, of course, Megan and Kyle for joining me, as always. You've been very good.
Next time, I didn't say no brown M&Ms. I said only brown M&Ms.
All right.
Diva!
Her demands. And I would also like to once again thank all the listeners. Next week, I'm not too sure what we've got on the agenda yet, but hopefully it'll be a good one. I think we'll probably have Megan and Kyle back again. Unless anyone else wants to come in and join or take their spots, because they might need a break. Especially Megan, because I can't afford to keep her anymore. She's costing me all this money. Kyle just does it for free because he has to.
I guess you can't have a one man.
I get paid, but in a different kind of currency, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah!
Anywho. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and we'll see you next time. Have a good day.